This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast on a Thursday morning from our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the Border Patrol for the great job they do along the border. Thanks to all of them for keeping us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers too, sorting the mail for delivery today. Don't forget, we thank them, as well as our Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the website and check out all the free stuff we got there to offer you. And there's a lot of different offers that are there, too, that you can take a look at. All right, let's see here. Joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge to get rolling. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And the two words we emphasize are under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, want to start out with last night. Did you see the president in Greenville, North Carolina, at the East Carolina University?
I didn't see the whole thing, but I did see about the first half hour, a little bit more. I thought what I saw was fantastic.
What did you think when you heard the chant break out for "Send her back" regarding Ilhan Omar?
I, on a personal level, I agreed with it, but later on, I could see how the Democrats and certain people would try to use that against him, even though he wasn't, he didn't tell them to say that or anything like that.
But, No.
I don't blame them.
No, and I don't have any problem with the fact that it happened because it was the people. Now, there are some people saying, well, the president should have said, okay, no, we don't want to do that, or something like that, should have tamped it down. But he just let them say what they said for about maybe 2 minutes. Maybe it was 2 minutes long.
But the thing that bothered me when I heard these complainers is that some of the people that they support have said much worse things, and they don't have a problem with it. One of the, you know, whether it's Ayok, whether it's Presley, whether it's Omar, or whether it's Tlaib.
Well, we could go on forever with that bunch, but I'll tell you what. The fact of the matter is, here is what Gayle King had to say, and I'm going to try to make this quick. Gayle King, of course, I believe it's CNN, is that correct?
No, CBS.
CBS, okay, CBS, all right, well, close. But here's what she and the Gang of Four were talking about. Show a very short clip here.
We asked if they had any regrets about things they have said in the past. Now, that includes vulgar words from Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib about impeaching President Trump. Do you think that kind of language is helpful, and what did you hope would come of that?
No, I mean, from day one, I truly believe that he has committed impeachable offenses. And me, you know.
But even if you believe that, the fact that you called him.
I didn't do it on the House floor. And I'm going to be unapologetic in myself. 70% of Americans curse. I am real. This is who I am. I am rooted in where I come from. And it's very common for me and for many of my residents to say things like that. But
so you don't regret? You don't
absolutely
regret
not. I'm apologetic about it. I'm definitely, definitely going to push forward and saying we have to impeach him.
We also asked Congresswoman Ilhan Omar about her past comments suggesting some politician support for Israel is motivated by money. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle denounce those comments as anti-Semitic.
Oftentimes there are things that you might say might not hold weight for you, but to someone else, right? The way that we hear and consume information is very different than how the next person might.
So you don't regret your words either?
I do not, but I have gotten I am grateful for the opportunity to really learn how my words make people feel, and have taken every single opportunity I've gotten to make sure that people understood that I apologize for it. And
would you
never,
like people to, would,
and
you,
never
would you
really
like to
want
make it
them
clear
to,
that you were not anti-Semitic?
Oh, certainly not, yes.
Would you like to make that clear?
Yes, I mean, and that nothing I said, at least to me, was meant for that purpose.
Well, it was meant for that purpose. You know it, and I know it. And once again, they just sit there and lie to the camera.
Absolutely. I don't know why they continue to get so much face time.
Oh, I do.
They're not good legislators, and they're noisemakers. And in fact, they're going to help Donald Trump win.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but I know why they're getting FaceTime. They have become, they put themselves in a position.
The face of the party.
Yep, the face of the party. And Yeah. They've got 4.5 million Twitter followers amongst the four of them. That is a voting block, and that's why they're out there.
Yeah, but a lot of those people, their Twitter followers, are not in their districts. And so they're kind of fooling themselves as they continue to play for that 4.5 million. Their support nationally, their support in their area, own areas may not be as big as they think. And by the way, I think, at least as far as AOC, her support in her district is very low, despite nationally having all these Twitter followers. And that's what the impact is.
Omar's support is 9%. AOC is 14%, and Tlaib is, believe it or not, 22%. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And that's hard to believe that those women had that much support. And Presley, her support is 21%. Other than that, everybody doesn't care for what she's doing. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. because now Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thank you, Mr. Mike. And now, when you shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. Now, that goes for any new Chevy, Nissan, or pre-owned vehicle within the Moss Family inventory. Now, you can go to a special website and check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, Family, Chevrolet.com/free credit check. The Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida, and they are your home of, original home of, You Serve, You Save, 24-7, 365, a program that saves all active-duty military and veterans, plus first responders, too, active and retired, and their 911 operators, a ton of money off brand-new and pre-owned vehicles. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Just check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, Family, Chevrolet.com/free credit check, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll save even more money when you do that, because by telling him the captain sent you, it'll save you another $500 on the deal you make with them. All right, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, and we are going to be talking with him again. Now, Mr. Ron, you know, we got into the conversation about the president and the fact that he was in Greenville, North Carolina, very well received. They had a huge crowd again, standing room only inside, and a big crowd outside as well. You saw probably the crowd outside, too, like the rest of us did, right?
Absolutely, and he draws them like that everywhere he goes.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. And the thing of it is the people supporting our president are there. They're not going anywhere. And try as they will, and the Democrats are trying to divide, conquer, do whatever kind of nonsense they can to drive a wedge in here for this president, it just isn't working. And I want to point out to you that the support for the president last week, according to Rasmussen, went up 4 points. 4 points.
Yes. Yes, it did. Amongst Republicans and everything. But I think it went down a teeny bit among independents. I could be wrong, but I thought I read that. But
yeah, but that wasn't from Rasmussen. That was from Quinnipiac, which Quinnipiac is a Democratic stack poll.
Yeah, so you never know if they're telling the truth or not anyway. But, yeah, I was glad to see his support go up for those 4 points. And if the Republicans message in a good way going forward, Trump will have a decisive win in the upcoming elections. And I think they will be able to take back the House. You've got a good economy going on and other things, too, around the world that are going good for America. The respect is going is increasing for our country. I'm not saying the country like us anymore, but they're respecting us, and I think that's more important.
Now, can you do an imitation of Al Green?
Al Green, no.
You know where I'm going with this, right?
Yes.
For the third time, this fool, okay, and I'll call him a fool, goes out there and he brings up the impeachment question and gets it to the floor for a vote, and it goes down in flames for the third time. This time was the worst for him. 332 voted against him, 95 voted for him, and 130-some-odd Democrats went over and voted with the Republicans to make sure that this thing got quashed again.
Yeah. The only thing that concerns me, you know, in the situation is that what Nancy Pelosi said, that basically they want to continue going after the president by death, death by a thousand cuts, keep investigating, keep bringing things up. That's how the approach that she wants to take, which if the Republicans don't fight back the right way, it could be bad for the president. Because they're just not going to give up, and they're going to continue to lie. They're going to try to bring up subpoenas and just keeping that negativity in the media, which favors the Democrats, and try to get them that way. So there's still strategy that, as George W. Bush used to say, that needs to be carried out.
Now, I want,
I
want you to listen to this comparison and tell me what you think about this. Americans of conscience have a proud history of participating in boycotts to advocate for human rights abroad, including boycotting Nazi Germany from March 1933 to October 1941 in response to the dehumanization of the Jewish people in the lead-up to the Holocaust. You know who said that, don't you?
Oh, man. I heard that, too.
Ilhan Omar and her boycott of Israel.
Yeah.
Now they just don't get it. They don't understand that what they're trying to say, it's not working, because the majority of the Democrats right now are just not buying what this bunch is selling. And they're upset with the focus on the squad because they don't want them to be the mouthpiece. You got 20 people running for president.
Yes.
And the squad is getting more attention than the 20 people running for president. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that.
Well, you know, this, believe it or not, plays right into the president's hand.
It does.
In my opinion. And I hope they continue to get that attention, because they're saying all the wrong things. And it just works well for the president. He calls them what they are. They come out and say what they say, and it just proves the president correct. And but to be honest with you, Captain, most Democrats think like that. A lot of them until now have never admitted it. But if you really dig down into it and look at their voting records and things of that nature, a lot of the Democrats in office think much like these folks. Because remember the support that Ali Obama got and his issues, which were pretty much in line with this little quartet here.
Now, did you see the article I sent to you about Google?
Google. Google.
Did you see the article I sent to you about Google?
No.
All right. Well, it's just damning, and it will just wake you right up. Because if you thought we had problems with the Russians trying to interfere in an election, Google makes them look like a bunch of Boy Scouts. Because Google, their parent company is who? Do you know who the parent company is of Google?
No.
Alphabet. Alphabet was the number one donor to the Clinton campaign, $1.6 million. And Alphabet and Google cooked up a system where if you went to search or to look up something about Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or anybody in particular, you got directed to a certain place or whatnot to look up the things, which wasn't necessarily telling you the truth. They had all kinds of different ins and outs and zigs and zags, and Google was up to their eyeballs and alligators, and it's widely believed right now that anywhere from 2.4 million to 10.6 million votes may have been directed for Hillary Clinton as a result of misinformation coming from Google.
Wow, that's not good.
It all came out in the hearings of Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Well, we need to investigate Google and other companies too.
It's a huge
Google,
story.
Remember, Google. I think it was Google that chose to work with the Chinese government as opposed to working with the United States.
Right. It's a huge story.
Course, and they're saying that no, we're not working with the military. But come on, in China, the military is very close to the government. I mean, it's a very it's a militaristic communist state, so they're working close together anyway. And when Google, I mean, for them to be able to say that with a straight face, I had to crack up. Well, we don't work with the Chinese military. I repeat, we don't work with the Chinese military. Yes,
yeah,
we do.
They most certainly do. Mm-hmm. So, to round out the segment here, you like to write, correct?
Yes, I write a weekly column for News with Views and the Capitol Hill Outsider.
Okay, and I'm not familiar with where those are at, but what are you going to write about this week?
Well, I'm going to write about not just the speech itself, President's speech, but what I spoke about a few minutes ago. The Republicans have to do a better job messaging. The campaign season is starting to gear up. And if the Republicans really want to take back the House, they have to do a much better job of messaging. And I have some suggestions that I'm going to be putting in there and some ideas that anyone can think of. But it seems that the Republicans have had a very difficult time in many elections when it comes to messaging. They have the best ideas, but the messaging quality has not been...
Well, they don't want to get down and dirty with the other guys, and this time around, they're going to have to. They have no choice. Okay,
yes,
we'll
absolutely.
Be... All right, you have yourself a great week, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I'll be right back with Brooke Emery from Brooke Says. Yeah, that Brooke, and don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House voted to table an impeachment resolution against President Trump, effectively killing the measure for now. It was brought forward by Texas Democrat Al Green, who said this before the vote.
You don't delay justice. The Mueller hearing has nothing to do with what we're doing now. The Mueller hearing is all about obstruction. This is about bigotry and racism.
The House vote was 332 to 95 to set aside the measure. Heading to a campaign rally in North Carolina, there was more response from President Trump regarding the four congresswomen of color.
When you look at some of the things they said, they're unthinkable. If somebody else or me or anybody else said things like that, it would be historic. So you ought to look at some of the horrible statements, because there's never been statements like that.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. Heard on many of these same stations later on today. This portion of the program is brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, part of a 185-location group of boat clubs owned by and this local outfit right here, Freedom Boat Club, which is right here centered and headquartered in Florida. But the largest franchise is right in my backyard, Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay. Now, find out more by calling them at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, and we'll tell you more when we give you the beach and boating forecast in the next segment. But joining me right now, we have the one, the only, the multi-talented, the communications analyst, and by the way, cultural communications analyst, Brooke Emery.
Good morning.
Okay, and we're doing your book says, but I'm still stuck on cultural communications analyst. Who cooked that one up?
Me, of course.
Well, why couldn't you just put down conservative pundit extraordinaire?
I'm all of it
okay. And
more.
All right, I gotcha. I gotcha.
It makes me sound more important with all the, you know, with all the addendums onto it.
The purveyor of perscanuity. The purveyor of perscanuity. That's a better one.
I am.
All right, let's go with your article. Let's start with that because you wrote an article entitled Trump Spotlights Conservatives at the Social Media Summit. Now, for the people who don't realize that, President Trump had a summit up there. A lot of people that are listening to me right now were up there for that summit, including two of my friends down in Sarasota. You probably know some people that went there, too, so you take it from there.
Yes, well, and of course, the media had a complete meltdown, as you saw.
Yep.
We were talking before the opening about Gorka and his fight with Karem, or almost fight with Karem. Trump doing, this is very important, obviously, with the issues coming out about Google or already known, but really getting exposed with James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, what's going on with Google, the longtime censoring of conservatives on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, demonetization. You can have Anwar al-Awlaki videos on YouTube, radicalizing Islamic jihadists all over the world, but you can't have a conservative because they're, you know, they're, something's wrong with what they're saying. And so Trump doing this is so important, giving a voice to conservatives, and it really, it drives the left and the media crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want you to listen to just this short little version I got here. I've got Ted Cruz at his hearing talking to the, I think he's the senior vice president of Google. Listen to this back and forth.
For the record is that PragerU has produced 325-minute videos and that YouTube has censored 56 of them, so roughly 20%. Among those that are censored include a video on the Ten Commandments. Another one censored includes a video on the history of the nation of Israel. The restrictions are purportedly for blocking things like pornography, but apparently in YouTube's world, talking about the Ten Commandments and the nation of Israel is comparable and should be blocked.
Respectfully, Senator, that's not right.
What I was trying to explain is
all of Mr. Prager, those the Ten Commandments, all those are available to 98% of YouTube viewers, 98.5, I believe. 1.5% of our viewers have activated, again, this restricted mode, churches, schools, maybe libraries, that don't want to have their viewers exposed to more mature content. The video, I believe the Ten Commandments video, for instance, contains references to murder and I believe potentially Nazism or World War II, something along those lines. There are other videos that have in that category, in the number that you referenced, 56, whatever it is, that may make reference to rape. That's the reason. But they're not censored. They are simply, they're available to everybody who's using normal YouTube. They are not available to the small subset who have chosen to activate restricted mode.
Now, thou shalt not murder or thou shalt not kill is somehow tied into Nazism?
I mean, it's
this is absurd.
No. Listen, I've seen some of the most insane, vulgar stuff on YouTube. So, you know, they can say this, that they're doing it to protect the public or something. And I hope that the libraries are restricting content because I have heard that, you know, child pedos are looking at porn there. So that's a good thing if they're restricting, you know, if they're limiting content, but they're just trying to couple anything having to do with conservatism with something bad. Never mind the fact that the Nazis, I mean, they love this word Nazi. They love that fascist Nazi. They are the fascists.
Yeah.
They're the modern day fascists.
Whatever they call you is what they in fact themselves are.
It's pretty amazing. And they've been able to get away with it, you know? They've been able to get away with it thus far. But, you know, as I said in my article, I said Trump basically had the deplorables to the White House.
Right.
This is something that the media and the left absolutely can't stand, that we have a voice, that he has a voice, that he's president. I mean, this unsophisticated lurch is in the White House. They cannot stand it. The Connecticut Country Club people, you know, so he has the deplorables there. But here's the thing that's so funny. I am a sarcastic, sardonic, funny person who loves to laugh. And guess what? I'm a conservative. Mm-hmm. The conservatives are now the counterculture. They can't make a joke. The left cannot make a joke without taking the temperature of every left-wing SJW faction in the country. Mm-hmm. We're the ones that are laughing. We're the ones that are fighting, and I call it warring on Twitter. You know, we're the ones that can meme. It's pretty, the whole thing has shifted, right? They're the hall monitors, the school moms, the, you know, the nuns that are clapping your hands with the ruler, and we're the ones that are the actual counterculture. I mean, if Berkeley had been founded today, it would be founded by conservatives. What a switch that is, right? And
yeah.
Trump, and we're so good on Twitter that they have to shut us down because we're not only smart, the smartest ones in the room, we're super, super smart. I mean, I hate to even have to defend it like that. We're smart, we're sarcastic, we're funny, we're witty, you know, we have quick comeback lines and everything, and they can't deal, you know, from Trump being elected and fighting back and fighting in his way from the start of his campaign to the Trump army that's behind him, you know, trying to save the country and you know, save Western civilization and everything. They simply cannot deal.
Well, you're right. And, folks, I'm talking to Brooke Emery. Brooke Emery has a column called Brooke Says. It comes out every week, and we'll tell you how to find that here in just a minute. But before I run out of time, I want to say that here's a quote from you in here. It says, "First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I'm not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me."
Yeah, well, I didn't obviously make that quote up, and it's part of a longer quote, but it's the issue, you know. Alex Jones, I reference this, Alex Jones and Milo got kicked off, and to a lesser extent, most people don't know who Sabo is, but if you go on this Unsavory Agents on he used to be on Twitter, he got kicked off. On Instagram, he's a right, you know, conservative street artist, one of the few types of people, and he does really sarcastic, nasty art. Nasty meaning good, you know, I say it in a good way. It's like really cutting and biting art. So it's really, I suggest that you go see it. It's really funny, actually. But he does, cuts to the quick.
No
prisoners.
Tell us how to find your articles.
Okay, and so what I was saying, so Alex Jones and Milo, people were like, okay, you know, Alex is crazy, Milo's vulgar, but it starts with them, and that's what happens. So you can find my articles on AmericaOutloud.com under Brooke Says. Look for the Gadsden flag, the one that triggers them so hard. Chris Pratt is actually getting reamed for wearing that shirt. Don't tread on me.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. It's kind of like Chick-fil-A, and, you know, because they're Christian and they're closed on Sundays, and, you know, Nike. I get the thing with Nike. I actually have two Nike shirts, and I wanted to keep them because I really like the shirts, so I just covered up the Nike check mark there.
Very. You know what? Everybody should just get a flag patch and cover it up with that.
That's what I did.
You know?
That's exactly what I did.
Because you know what? Don't, like, the burning thing, I get it, but,
yep,
like, don't waste the money. You know, you've already spent the money. Wear the shirt. But
right.
I just want to say, as always, love to the Truth Families, LEO. We had a K-9 LEO officer that died this month.
Gotta go.
Give respect to that.
All right. Thank you, Brooke. Yep. Brooke Emery, everybody, and we appreciate having her on a couple times a month, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to come back with a beach and boating forecast. Got to tell you all about what's going there. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Final segment of the Thursday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch here. And we've enjoyed conversations with the people we've been talking to tonight, not only on the Facebook page, but with the callers that we've had. And Backgammon Bob, as usual, did not disappoint, called in with one of his questions for the segment that Denise and I were doing. By the way, please check out that article about Google. You'll see it on all of my Facebook pages that I have for the radio show, the Captain's America Third Watch, the Captain's America Radio Show, the Captain's America Third Watch fan page, as well as on my personal page, Matt Bruce. You're going to want to find out what Google has been up to, and maybe you might want to rethink what you want to do with Google, which is actually a search engine that is not doing what they say they're doing. And they got caught with their hands in the cookie jar. And there's a fascinating interview, 15 minutes long, all about what it is they've been doing. And they can't deny what they've been caught doing. But anyway, let's get to the beach and boating forecast. Here we go. All righty, for today, Thursday, we're going to have scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly after 2 p.m. this afternoon, with increasing clouds, a high near 92. The heat index values will get up around 100 degrees. We'll have a calm wind becoming southeasterly at about 6 miles per hour this afternoon, with some gusts maybe as high as 10 to 12. Now, the chance of precipitation today is 30%. And we will have a sea breeze this afternoon. It'll cool things off a little bit till the rain comes. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature is 89 degrees. The Bay water temperature, 86. High tide was at 5:19 a.m. this morning. Low tide coming at 8:24 a.m. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our very good friends at the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the largest of all the franchises, and there are 185 Freedom Boat Club franchises across the country, plus three more in Canada and two more in France. Now, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay has 24 ports. They're adding two more. They'll be up to 26 soon. But right now, if you want to join and become a member and enjoy being a member of the Freedom Boat Club can do, you can get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Everybody gets that for joining right now. But if you're an active duty military person, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 off your one-time membership fee. Then when you pay the balance of the membership fee, all you pay after that is a monthly charge. You just load up your cooler, bring the fishing poles, you're off for a day of fun in the sun and the water, and bring back the keys, park the boat, boom, you are done. And your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. That's the 185 across America, the three in Canada, and, yeah, the two in France. So here's what you need to do. Go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com. That's freedomboatclubtampabay.com. Check them out over there, or you can give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. The number, again, 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door even wider for you at the Freedom Boat Club. That's freedomboatclubtampabay.com, 855-FREEDOM on the phone number. And there you go. Now, we've been talking a lot tonight about this Gang of Four. Call them the squad, if that's what you want to call them. I played several things during the course of the night. And this is the group together. When Gail King from CBS News was interviewing them yesterday morning. And I just want you to listen to what they say the way they say it. And then I'll get to my point here as to what it is they're doing when you can follow the Cloward Piven strategy and Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, and you will actually be able to see the rules that they're using and how they're applying it. Here we go.
This is a distraction. This is a person that really wants to vilify, demonize not only immigrants, but even communities of color, as many of my sisters here have been talking about. It is very much a distraction, getting us unfocused.
It's interesting that you all use the word distraction, that he is trying to distract away from real issues. Mm. You know, it's been said about the four of you that the four of you are a distraction, mm-hmm. that you're playing right into the president's hands. What do you say to people, and you have your critics too, who say that you all are also a distraction?
The insinuation of that question in itself is a distraction. I think he wants you to focus on that. Mm-hmm. And you should be asking, why is it that we are being criticized? Mm-hmm. What is it that we bring to this body?
I'll tell you what
right?
we bring.
Exactly.
We're an extension of a movement in our country that wants Medicare for all,
right.
that wants us to end mass incarceration, that wants us to push back against the attacks on communities of color. I mean, I think all of us have incredibly strong residents in our district that have spoke volumes in electing people like us.
And we are a disruption to the business as usual. It's been Washington. Right? We were elected for that purpose.
Let's just add that each of us represent very different districts.
Yes.
Right.
And each of us bring our unique and authentic voice to this body. We govern in our own way. What we are four women who have an alignment of values, shared policy priorities. There is no insurgency here. There's nothing conspiratorial.
There is no insurgency.
There is no insurgency, and there's nothing mm-hmm. conspiratorial. What we are four lawmakers who happen to land in the same place on the same issue time and time again.
Now, what these ladies are doing, and I don't know where they get their marching orders from, I don't really care, but I can certainly follow Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals and tell you what rules they're using and why they're using them. Now, ridicule, which is what's being used here by calling somebody a racist over and over again, is a person's most potent weapon. That's Saul Alinsky rule number 5. There is no defense. It's irrational. It's infuriating. It also works as a key pressure point to force the enemy into concessions. And if you keep the pressure on, if you never let up, Saul Alinsky rules for radical number 8, if you keep trying new things to keep the opposition off balance, as the opposition masters one approach, hit them from the flank with something new, which is what they're doing, then this is what you get. And the major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. That's Saul Alinsky rule number 10. It's the unceasing pressure that results in the reactions from the opposition that are essential for the success of the campaign. And these ladies have got it going. They know what they're doing. Make no mistake about it. And for them to boo-hoo and wah-wah and all that sort of stuff, I'm not buying it, and you shouldn't be buying it either. By the way, this is going to go on right up until the election, because they're going to try to drive you nuts with what they're doing. It's exactly what they're going to do. By the way, the final segment here is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Remember, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Don't forget, Kevin's flag will be out there on the road in the red, white, and blue truck. Wave at him. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a phone call at 941-922-2345. I'll do that again, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You might get a chance at some of those secret donuts in the back room that I think they still have back there. Well, again, when you talk about the things that are going on in this country, America is still the greatest place on the planet Earth that people want to be. They keep coming here. They keep risking their lives to come here illegally because they want to live the American dream. They want to have what we have. No matter how bad they try to tell you it is, it's so bad that people are dying to get here. Think about that. All right. You guys have a great day today. I'll be out and about. And tonight I'll be over at Club 45. Starts at 6:30, goes to about 8:30 over there at the River Church in Brandon. Hope to see you there. Have yourself a great day. And I'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. God bless America. Have yourself a great day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.